Chapter 4. Royal. My adrenaline was crashing, partly from the lack of sleep and the excessive workout in the gym, but mostly from being burned alive from the inside out by Asa. I knew that once he let me get close enough to touch, I wasn't going to be able to stop. There was just something about him, some kind of lure that pulled at me when I was around him, that was too hard to fight against. I wasn't exactly shy, but I also wasn't the type to just stick my hand in a guy's pants and go for the gold either. Asa pushed against all of my boundaries, made me forget that there were consequences to my actions, and I loved every single thing about it. I loved that when I was close enough to breathe him in, he was all I could feel, and I loved the way his glimmering amber eyes seemed to see everything I was trying so hard to hide. They were hot enough to melt the hardest metal, and I was far from being forged out of steel and iron at the moment. I felt like I was made of paper and fluff. I had every intention of just dropping him off at the hospital and going home to try and pretend to sleep. The ride to the hospital passed in absolute silence, and I could see the way the muscles in his chiseled jaw were clenching and unclenching as we got closer. I wasn't sure if it had to do with me or with the impending new addition, but it was clear he was lost in his own head and I wasn't allowed inside. Whatever he was musing on, it wasn't making him too happy. I could tell even in the dark of the car as his eyes shifted from their normally burnished gold color to a much darker and heavier brown. I pulled to a stop in front of the massive medical building and waited for him to climb out. I wasn't going to say anything, figuring I had gotten myself into enough trouble for one night, but he cocked his head to the side and turned in his seat a little to look at me questioningly.
"Aren't you coming in?"
My hands curled around the steering wheel involuntarily, and I blinked at him in confusion. Why would I? I was tight with Saint, and I...